raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office seeking information on Templeton burglary. Goats and sheep returning to Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today, schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Late last week, the County Sheriff's Office responded to an alarm call at the upscale resale store at 590 South Main Street in Templeton. The Sheriff's Office released an official statement of this incident yesterday afternoon. When deputies arrived, they observed the front entrance French doors were forced open. Surveillance footage of the incident shows a suspect wearing a black baseball hat, a gray hooded zip-up sweater, black jeans, and a black ski mask and gloves. The footage shows the suspect rummaging through the business, taking clothes off the racks, opening drawers, and pulling purses off the wall. The suspect left the store in a white truck, which appeared to be a newer GMC Canyon with running boards. The estimated loss of the store is unknown at this time. Anyone with more information of this incident that took place on April 30th or can recognize the suspect or their truck is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office North County Station at 805-434-4290. The County DA's office announced a Paso Robles man, formerly employed as the Chief Financial Officer at Scott O'Brien Fire and Safety Company in Atascadero, has been sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of five felony counts of grand theft and one misdemeanor violation for possessing an assault weapon. The DA's office says from February 2019 through September 2023, Vasquez stole company funds to pay his rent each month and made frequent payments to his personal credit card debts. Financial losses of Vasquez's thefts are estimated to be between $400,000 and $600,000. Goats and sheep to graze in Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cave, your old news time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Goats and sheep have arrived in the Salinas Riverbed to once again graze to reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing is an approved method under the city's vegetation management program, proven to reduce fire hazards with minimal environmental impact. Portions of the multi-use path between 13th Street and Niblick Road may be temporarily closed as grazing progresses. The public is encouraged to continue using the area, but should exercise caution around electric fencing used to contain the animals and avoid contact with the fencing as well. Grazing began south of the Niblick Bridge and will progress north, while a second herd will begin north of Highway 46 and move south. Operations are expected to be completed on or before June 10, 2026. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts. The burns have been scheduled to occur between May 11th and the 21st, with the largest burn acreage, up to 12,000 acres, proposed to occur on May 19th, weather permitting. Other days will include smaller hazard reduction burns and training. This burn is an interagency operation hosted by Camp Roberts Fire in cooperation with numerous other local and regional agencies. Smoke will be present on the day of the prescribed burns. All agencies will be participating in the operations, practicing wildland firefighting techniques and important tools used to minimize the likelihood of uncontrolled wildfire burns. Additional information will be provided as the burn window gets closer. The burn is dependent on weather and air quality and may be rescheduled if conditions are not as desired. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this evening at 6. Tonight's special meeting is a review of the City Council's vision statement and desired outcomes and goals. The establishment of clear goals is a foundational component of the city's strategic planning framework, ensuring a coordinated approach among its staff. The city's goal statement that has been drafted so far is, quote, "We envision a welcoming and thriving community with a diverse economy and quality jobs that empower every generation to build their future here in Paso Robles." The full document also outlines the city's goals and initiatives, including facilities, transportation, infrastructure, public safety, housing and homelessness, economic development, efficient and effective governance, and cultural recreation and open spaces. You can attend tonight's meeting in the Norris Room at Centennial Park in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Giants 10-5, the Astros over the Dodgers 2-1, the Angels beat the White Sox 4-3, Phillies over the Athletics 9-1, the Yankees beat the Rangers 7-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers last night in Game 1 of their series, 108-90. Game 2 is tomorrow. In California news, three men were arrested earlier this week for an alleged car sale scam that targeted victims across multiple counties in California. The suspects, 23-year-old Gabby Tenas, 28-year-old Marias Tenas, and 34-year-old Ionette Tenas, for their oil in the engine scam were arrested. The scam is where they secretly drip oil into a car's engine before a test drive, making the car appear broken and frightening the owner into selling their car at a lower price. Incidents similar to this have been reported in San Luis Obispo County. It is unknown if they're connected. As early voting is now underway in California, seven of its gubernatorial candidates debated last night on a national audience on CNN. The biggest issue brought to light was the cost of living in California and how it might be eased. The union board members representing television and movie actors will need to approve a tentative agreement with studios. The agreement was announced Saturday, but still must be ratified by a member vote. Possibilities of a strike have not yet been prioritized, unlike the historic 2023 actor and writer strikes. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRO News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemetz. Well, the U.S. Department of Justice has launched an antitrust investigation into the nation's beef processing industry, raising concerns about market concentration and its impact on cattle producers. Peter Navarro, senior counselor to the President for Trade and Manufacturing, says that the U.S. Department of Justice investigation into meatpackers and the AgriStats case are key steps in addressing market concentration and rising meat prices.
What is AgriStats? This is like the mathematician's worst nightmare in terms of monopoly behavior. Basically, what the companies in this concentrated industry were doing was individually sending in data on everything, consumers, production, everything in between. And what did that computer do? It spit back what the monopoly price should be. Justice Department said, no more, no mas. That's not going to happen on our watch. And that case, I believe, is going to be settled well or at trial in a way which not only will take care of that problem, but implicate some of the bad actions that we've seen.
Currently, the Big Four control roughly 85% of the U.S. meat processing industry.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemetz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you a truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife's new director, Megan Hurdle, assumed her post in February. Before joining the department, she worked as the Deputy Secretary of Biodiversity and Habitat at the State Natural Resources Agency. Hurdle spoke with AgAlert about her priorities at CDFW, the California's agricultural community plays in conservation, and her approach to addressing challenges related to the return of gray wolves in the state. We're seeing a lot of more people coming into contact with wild animals, and people that work in agriculture often have a lot more to say than people who live in cities do, Hurdle said. I've got a long-standing respect for those people who dedicate their lives to growing both food and also managing our landscapes. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, the weekend, and on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Private employers stepped up hiring last month. Payroll processing company ADP says private sector employment rose by 109,000 in April. Annual pay increased 4.4%. ADP chief economist Dr. Neela Richardson says small and large employers are hiring, but she's seeing softness in the middle. Large companies have resources. Small ones are the most nimble, she says. The Labor Department's monthly employment report is released on Friday. Global stocks are higher with optimism on reports of progress on a deal to end the Iran conflict. Walt Disney and chipmaker AMD both reported upbeat earnings. Both stocks are rallying. Instacart's business rose in recent months, though it is seeing customers shopping at more value retailers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Eds Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Alrighty, starting tomorrow, it's the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, and it runs through Mother's Day weekend, this Sunday the 10th. And for information on everything that goes on out there, and there's a lot that goes on in a great atmosphere, simply go to parkfieldbluegrass.org. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Wednesday edition. And I redid this one from a couple of weeks ago when we had the power outage and I couldn't use the correct equipment.
The Morning Exchange.
There you go. All right. Let's see here. Karen this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Craig Haskins from CoLab County Issues. Well, we only have an hour and a half for that, but they'll squeeze it in. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Jeff.
They talked about the budget for the Paso Robles City last night, and they brought up that they have the money, the $25 million to build the bridge at 46 and 101, I believe it's called the Gateway Center, where the big hotel is that's not being, doesn't look like it's being worked on very much. But anyway, the reason that the city wanted to build that bridge and put out all that money was because development going on there. Property taxes on that property and sales tax, because they're going to have a lot of commercial there. And I wish a journalist would dig into that story and find out what's going on that property. Because why should Paso put out that $25 million if they're not going to get the property taxes and the sales taxes off that property? I mean, that is just throwing they shouldn't build that bridge, the $25 million bridge. Especially if there's not going to be any development there to pay for it.
Okay, you're talking about the property that hotel sits on right now, the empty hotel.
Correct.
Okay, and what is that zone?
Yeah, I think it's all zoned. There was big plans. They talked about it, like I said, to put all kinds of commercial development in there along with that hotel. And there was going to be houses. And, I mean, I'm thinking the developers changed their mind and the city is not going to get into taxes after building that bridge if they build it.
Well,
and I wish somebody would look into it. I wish Chris Bosch would call in and say what's happening on that property. The city needs, we the people need to know what's going on that property, because they want to spend $25 million on a bridge that they're not going to get their money back.
Well,
it looks like
this is an assumption on my part, but I would assume that the city knows what potentially may be going on there, and obviously I'm sure they know how it's zoned, and I know sometimes they can't give too much information if there's negotiations going on.
Yeah, well, I just wish somebody would let, that's been talked about, that unfinished hotel a while back, and nobody said anything about it or looked into it or anything. I mean, there's going to be a big-time development going on there. It's called the, I believe it's called the Gateway Center is what they were calling it.
Well, I'd be interested not only for that, but also to see how that frontage road is going to be taken care of and how it would be able to handle the extra flow of traffic.
Well, the frontage, well, yeah, well, the frontage road, yeah, that's, I'm curious about that too. The new road is going to come off the frontage road and go, it looks like it's going to go across the old Collins property and then end up right there at where the people come out of. They're going to put a bridge over, and that road will come out right at where the stoplight is, where the people come out from the Target Center. But the only reason they put out that $25 million so to want to build that bridge is because they...
So the bridge, there would be no connection with the highway?
No, that bridge is, it'll come in at 40 on 46. It'll come in right where the stoplight is, where, like I said, the people come out from the stoplight to either go at the Target Center. And they either go left to go to Cambria or they go right to go down to the interchange at 46 and 101.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to vision that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, just like the property on Del Rio and El Camino where they wanted to put the Walmart in.
Yeah.
The people that own that property, they went to the Tascadero City and they got all kinds of permission to do all kinds of building and development there. I think it's commercial buildings on that site plus an RV park. And now there's a great big for sale sign on that property.
Are you talking to one that's on the Del Rio exit where it's on the west side of the highway?
On the east side.
Okay, because I know
they were going to put the Walmart in.
Okay, but also I think there's maybe some development or trying to get development right there, just south of the Del Rio exit on the west side of 101.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Well, they call it
that big.
They call it progress.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they call it progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, property owners, they'll get their property zoned to be able to get permission to do something, and then they'll sell the property with those rights to somebody else. But there's no guarantee that the current property owner is going to do what they got permission to do. But that Gateway Center, they need, if nothing's going to happen there, Paso needs to not spend the $25 million on that bridge because they're never going to get their money back from tax sales and property tax. Like I said, I wish Chris Bosch would call in and let us know what's happening on that, or a journalist.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up as always, Daff.
You betcha. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. I miss this. A little update here on some... local residents, not residents right now, but natives from the area. First, Paso Robles, Dylan Beavers. The Orioles defeated the Marlins last night, 9-7. Dylan once again was batting third, DHing last night, and he got on base and scored a run, and that was one of the runs that helped the Orioles end their 5-game winning streak. And Brooks Lee from San Luis Obispo, he had a big night. Is the Twins defeated the Nationals 10-3. Dylan was 3-for-5, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. And, of course, he was playing shortstop. So, good evening for the youngsters. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. We got one. Morning, guys. As Lincoln said in his famous speech, the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, But in California, it seems to be government of the state, by the state, and for the state. They only seem to care about their needs and not the citizens these days. Well, they care about a lot of citizens, sir. Just not citizens that are productive. A lot of money goes for social services for people who, again, I always have to emphasize this so somebody doesn't have a little hissy fit. Understand that there are people that really can't help themselves, but we have so many who are just too damn selfish and lazy to help themselves, but they cry, and they cry the tears of the crocodile, and it works. And it works for our elected officials because they care. They care about the quality of life. Yours may be lowered, but they care about the quality of life of people who don't want to care for their own quality of life, so they want us to care for their quality of life because, again, they're too damn lazy. All right, let's see. What else? I had another. This came in from yesterday. Chris did the report on these, unsubstantiated rumor about what's going on past Robles High School with drugs and fights and stuff. That was
a Facebook post. Ironically enough, after we got off the air, I think I found the post in question.
You think?
Yeah. So do you want me to like read some of it out loud?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was released a day before yesterday when I gave the report on the Paso Robles Neighbors group, and it's from an anonymous participant. This the post reads as follows. Don't be surprised when an overdose occurs at PRHS. There has been countless occurrences with these same students who are known to distribute drugs and situations where students are found under the influence in the bathrooms. Why is this being silenced? And then it just goes on to say about how they went to the district to ask about it, but weren't happy with their answer, I guess. It's kind of a long post, but that's just a segment of it.
Other than minor names, does it give any names specifically on contacts or who's, anything along those lines?
Zero names are mentioned, either for, administration, parents, anything like that. And again, this is from an anonymous poster as well.
Okay, when you see that somebody is anonymous, are you suspicious?
Not necessarily. It's just kind of the nature of the internet. Some people, want to be open about, who they are and what they're posting as. Some people don't. Doesn't matter to me either which way.
Well, I'm suspicious by nature, simply because I am. I can't help my nature. All right. Well, good work. I got this yesterday regarding this issue. And I didn't know this, but Chris, once again, I'm going to ask you a question here, but hold on. They have drug dogs at the school. Did they have drug dogs when you were there?
Occasionally there would be canine searches, yes. These dogs were not always there, though. It would just be like every once in a while, sometimes the police would come on campus and do a search with canines.
Okay, according to this, the district pays for the dogs because law enforcement no longer has dogs trained to alert on pot. Okay. Vape sensors are a step in the right direction, but because of the dogs, I guess, that the students are now turning to edibles. Let's see here. Staff just let off a kid who was caught selling on campus. I can't get an answer on whether he will face criminal charges. Paso PD has started to issue citations since Loftus took over, but I hear the judges generally let kids off with a warning. Okay, don't know what the policy of tolerance is at the school regarding if you're caught, but Chris, what you found was that this person was alluding to that there was a kid or kids selling drugs on campus.
Yes, there is some allusions to selling drugs on campus. And the post also says, due to these kids being underage, I am not posting names, or else I would even post their faces and the addresses they reside in.
Okay, so it's multiple.
Allegedly.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, folks. You know, I was thinking about the letter that the school district sent out yesterday, and or late Monday, and I don't know how much responsibility or leeway that the school board has in directly addressing parents. And I'm not talking about an individual parent, but just, I don't know, standing up in a meeting and maybe kind of kicking their butts a little bit. Kicking their butts a little bit. There could be a way to do it, but I don't know if some of the members on the school board would cut somebody off. Is to say, you know what, parents? Yeah, you know, scold them a little bit. Take care of your damn kids. Be a parent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know they can't make everyone, you know, turn out okay, but, man, we got dogs on campus. We got to have this, that, and everything else and so forth. Man, I'm glad I'm not going to school now. What kind of atmosphere is this? All right, let's go back to the text. Good morning, Kevin. From what I understand, the person that owns out properties paying for the biggest part of the bridge. I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. Another one says, Chris is correct. This is the correct post. Okay. Well, right. But is that post accurate? Again, according to what you got from the school, it's not accurate.
The school says that the contents of the post are inaccurate, yes.
Well,
I don't mean to, you know, sow doubt at all, though, but would the school actually admit to something like that?
No.
Exactly. Like, I am skeptical of this post, personally. But, you know, would I think that the school would admit to it or say that it's true? Not really, especially if there's, you know, still an investigation being ongoing. You never admit to something being true while an investigation's ongoing anyway.
Well, let's just say I have a little bit of memory with things that have taken place at some of these school districts. And, you know, in particular, when something comes up, you know, the school's going to handle it. They're going to look into it. Well, we never found out what they look into or if there was any resolve, information, punishment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I do know that X amount of years ago, we had a resource officer who was, stealing marijuana. He eventually got fired from the school district. I think he was also dating a kid or doing a little bit more than that and so forth. And that just kind of went away. And there's been some other things. I know quite a few of retired teachers at the school district who have told me over the years about the fights, and quite a few of them are racially motivated fights. And Chris, one of the reasons why I asked yesterday about, you know, were there certain areas on campus? And again, from these retired teachers, they've told me yes. And when push came to shove, more recently, and when I mean recently, I'm talking about the 10, 15 years, that the help from the administration to solve some issues with some chronic kids that are the same pain in the necks over and over and over and over and over, they were basically ignored. Basically ignored. And it's frustrating for the teachers. They want to have these kids out of their classroom because they're causing issues and depriving other kids of who want to learn. It's a sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs. All right, I was going to get into a little bit more about school, and we hit a little bit on it yesterday regarding the fitness thing and a couple of reasons why Democrats don't like the President Bush putting in this to restore the president's physical fitness test, and which was phased out during the Obama administration. But you, some of you may remember this because they used to have commercials on television, I think. It was first established by Dwight Eisenhower. And it, the reason why Eisenhower came up with this, or at least his administration, was because way back when, you know, so we're talking the mid to late 50s, studies showed that American children were less physically fit than European peers. Now, schools began administering fitness tests under John F. Kennedy. And that launched the President's Council on Physical Fitness. And I do know this. It was Bud Wilkinson, who then was the head coach of, famous head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners football team. He was, I don't know, in charge, or if he was just kind of like a figurehead or so, something like that. And so, but that ended under the Obama administration. I don't remember anything as far as fitness tests when I was going to school. I like doing that stuff anyway, so I probably didn't even, wasn't aware if I was getting graded or something. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Polka News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Late last week, the county sheriff's office responded to an alarm call at the Upscale Rescale store at 590 Main Street in Templeton. Footage shows a suspect wearing a black baseball hat, a gray hooded zip-up sweater, black jeans, and a black ski mask and gloves. They stole multiple items and fled the store in a white truck. Anyone with information of this incident that took place on April 30th at about 3:15 a.m. is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office, North County Station. A Paso Robles man has been sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison for embezzlement. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of 5 felony counts of grand theft, using funds from the company he worked at to pay his rent each month, and making frequent payments to pay off his credit card debts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump announcing on Truth Social a temporary stop for Project Freedom, the movement of ships through the Strait of Hormuz to see whether or not an agreement with Iran can be finalized and signed. UN Ambassador Mike Waltz telling Fox's Hannity the U.S. blockade in the meantime is pushing the regime closer to the brink of collapse.
They can't have storage anymore. Not only are we blocking anything leaving with our great U.S. Navy, we're blocking the empties from coming in where the storage would go, and now they can't make payroll.
In primaries Tuesday, Trump-backed Republicans beat incumbents who did not approve redistricting, wins tonight in Indiana. And in Ohio, former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy won the Republican Ohio primary for governor, faced Democrat Dr. Amy Acton in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice KPRL. Don't forget Mom's Day this Sunday, and yes, indeed, you got to get some flowers for her and get them from the floral parlor. And don't forget to ask for the KPRL free delivery. That's right. Let's see here. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 805-286-4512, or you can stop by 1321 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Remember, you get that free KPRL free delivery. Time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Veteran NFL receiver Stephon Diggs was found not guilty of assaulting his personal chef in a pay dispute. The verdict, after a two-day trial in Boston, could allow Diggs to return to the gridiron, though he may face discipline from the league. Diggs topped 1,000 receiving yards for the Patriots last year, but was released in March. NBA Conference semifinal openers in the East. The Pistons topped the Cavaliers 111-101. Coach J.B. Bickerstaff says Detroit's physical play was the key.
This is going to be a long, tough series for us, but we got to know and believe in our system and who we are, that we can sustain it and continue that physicality.
In the West, the Thunder rolled over the Lakers 108-90, the defending champs undefeated in 5 postseason games and perfect in 5 goes against L.A. this year. Stanley Cup playoff second round, the Avalanche buried the Wild 5-2 for a 2-0 series lead, a goal and 2 assists for Nathan MacKinnon. The Toronto Maple Leafs won the draft lottery, jumping from the 5th best odds to the number 1 pick. San Jose got a fortunate bounce as well, jumping the Sharks from 9th to 2nd overall. Baseball, the Cubs shaded the Reds 3-2 in 10 innings for their 7th win in a row. Michael Busch tied it with an 8th inning dinger, then singled in the winner. Yankees over the Rangers 7-4 for their 5th straight and 15th win in 17 games. Rays got 2 in the 8th to KO the Blue Jays 4-3 for their 5th consecutive dub, and the Royals extended their winning streak to 5 with a 5-3 win over the Guardians. Orioles snapped a 5-game skid with a win over the Marlins. Diamondbacks got 7 innings of 2-hit ball from Eduardo Rodriguez as they shut out the Pirates. Phillies flattened the A's, 8 scoreless from Christopher Sanchez, and 2 taters from Bryce Harper. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Some clouds and sunny skies for your Wednesday, high of 80. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we're going to get a lot of sunshine on your Thursday with high of 90, and we'll carry that out. Not only Thursday, but Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Next Tuesday, mid-80s, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:06 a.m., 7:54 p.m., we are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by, let's see here. There it is, the wrong page I was looking at. Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Moving gently along.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved conceal carry training team. As we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home, safe and sound. That's our job. That is our job. Or maybe not job, but, you know, responsibility. Okay. All right. Look to my left. There's nothing to report. Chris, I don't... I have a trivia question today, but I'm not going to use it because it's just kind of weird.
So, in contrast to yesterday, this one stinks.
No, there's nothing at all.
Oh, okay.
We have this rabbit on the Rattlesnake Ranch who doesn't really seem to care if you're there or not. He's pretty bold. Pretty bold. You can get pretty close to him. Got so close to him, not me, my wife Linda, that the rabbit ran into her leg. she was on the side of the house where he kind of hangs out, and don't know, but and she said it hurt. Well, I don't know. I don't know if she has a bruise or anything like that, but the damn rabbit ran right into her leg. Have you ever heard of a rabbit running into any? Well, yes, they have. They've run into a lot of car tires over the years. But
no, I haven't, either way.
And they don't make much noise, by the way, when you hit them. it's like a balloon popping. Let's see. I don't know why I'm laughing. Where am I? Oh, there we go. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at KPRL.com. All right, let's see here. What time do we have? Five away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, out at the airport, the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. This looks familiar. Maybe I have before. All right, but anyway. The average American driver is expected to be involved in how many accidents in their lifetime? The average American. Now, they don't describe what the average American is. Then this is based on the insurance information. And this is for... Oh, this is interesting. This information is based on those who filed a collision claim. And it must be higher. Must be higher. Because in some instances, depending on who you know, well, I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to be subpoenaed by law enforcement. Hi, good morning.
Three.
It says 3 to 4, so yeah, you're there. How many have you been involved in?
Basically none. I've been run into a time or two, but what you would say an accident that I was involved with, none.
So you would consider yourself one of those pretty good drivers?
No, just lucky.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your honesty. That's very nice.
have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right, Carlos. There she is. She's just lucky. Okay. That's good. All right. So the claims, then that's Chris, since you're young, you have a ways to go. But just count on this. Between 17, every 17 to 18 years.
All right. Well, I guess I'm probably due for my next one in about 5 years or so then.
Okay. well, it's not funny. I mean, you don't want it to be serious. Let's see here. Assuming a driving, and this is assuming that, you know, the driving span is from age 16 through the 80s. 77 to 80% of drivers will experience at least one accident in their life. Now, over 50% of accidents occur within 5 miles of home. How about that? And here's some, you know, this one's obvious. Inexperienced young drivers and older drivers have a higher probability of accidents. Nighttime driving significantly increases risk due to, obviously, the visibility situation. And distracted and impaired drivers. And that percentage of distracted drivers, of course, is going up. And statistics suggest one in 366 chance of an accident for every 1,000 miles driven. So be careful.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts to occur between May 11th and the 21st, with the largest burn acreage, up to 12,000 acres, proposed to occur on May 19th. If weather is not permitting, the burns may be rescheduled. The goats and sheep have arrived in the Salinas Riverbed to once again graze and reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing is an approved method under the city's vegetation management program. Two herds will be grazing, one progressing north and the other going south. They're expected to be completed by June 10th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alrighty, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, over 90% of the motor vehicle accidents are caused by Human error. Sounds like legislation for automated vehicles, folks, don't you think? All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Oh, man, you can't beat the prices. Porcelain, tile, quartz, marble, and a lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.